Okay. So last time we started the sugya of Haseba, and we're going to continue that today. Haseba, and more generally, the question of when and under what circumstances one could be motzi another person, both in terms of bracha rishona and bracha achrona. And we'll start today with the Gemara on the top of Mem Gimel Medala. We'll go back to Mem Beis and Med Beis and Mayim Lishtros and Mayim Lishtros next time. So I know we're going a little bit out of order, but I thought since we started Haseba, we'll continue with that. So the Gemara says in Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, again, the Mishnah told us that when you have Haseba, Echad Mevarech L'Kulam. So we have here a debate. Amar Rav, Lo Shanu Alapas Debay Haseba, Val Yayin, Lo Bay Haseba. So according to Rav, Pas requires Haseba, Yayin doesn't need Haseba, and presumably everything else as well. In other words, if I want to be motzi, if the two of us are having potato chips together, I could be motzi and potato chips, even though we have no Haseba. Rabbi Yochanan, I'm afil Yayinani by Haseba. Rabbi Yochanan says, Pas and Yayin require Haseba. Again, it might seem like everything else doesn't require Haseba. Ikad Amri Amarav, Lo Shanu Ala Pas, Manulai Haseba. Rav said, no, the opposite extreme. The only thing that Haseba works for is pas, meaning to say pas, with Haseba, one person could be motzi another person. Aval yayin, lo mahanya le Haseba. But Haseba is ineffective for wine. And again, presumably that means certainly for everything else, it doesn't work. So if we're having potato chips together, each of us has to make our own bracha. Rabbi Yochanan amar afilu yayin, nami mahanya le Haseba. The simple reading is, that wine as well, pas and yayin, but nothing else. So the Gemara asks Akasha, sounds like one person could be motzi other people in wine. The Gemara says, according to the Lishna Kama, so Layach Lishna Damarav Lo Shanu Alapas, Lo Shanu Alapas, by Yaseba Yayin, Lo by Yaseba. Kasha Resha, the Resha Shver, because why does everyone need to be motzi? Why does everybody make their own bracha? One person can be motzi everybody. The Gemara answers, Shani Rochen, the Datayu Lamekar. Okay, they're going to move. This was like the waiting room. Valahaich Lishna de Amarav, Lo Shanu Alapas, de Mahani Le Haseba, Val Yayin, Lo Mahani Le Haseba, Kasha Seifa, because the Seifa over there said one person makes a bracha and wine for everybody. In other words, Rab holds that wine on its own, one person can't be moti another person. But if you're having a haseba anyway, a kvios, because everybody's gathered together for a whole meal, so then you could be moti each other in wine. Ad kan the Gemara. So we have this machlokas. We have a double machlokas between Rab and Yochanan. So what's the beer in this machlokas? So the Rush very beautifully explains the logic of each position. The Rush writes that the Lishna Kama maintains that something chashev requires Haseba. Rabbi Yochanan holds Yayin is chashev, so therefore Yayin and Pas both need Haseba. But Shar Dvarim that aren't chashev, potato chips aren't chashev, so everybody agrees I could be motzi you in a bracha on potato chips, no problem. Lishna Basra, no. Midi de chashev le mehani le Haseba, adarabba. If it's chashev, then Haseba works. But if it's not chashev, then Haseba doesn't work. And then they're debating again, what's chashev for these purposes. So Rav says only pas is chashev, and Rav Yochanan says even yayin. Then he says, so how do we paskin? So he thinks, well, he thinks we should paskin like the Lishna Kama, because b'shal sofim halach achar ameiko. It's actually very interesting, because if you look, a number of Rishonim assume you're going to follow the Lishna Basra. And so some say, because we always follow the Lishna Basra, fine, that I could understand. But others say that even though it's Derabbanan, we follow the Machmir view. That's the initial perspective of the Rashba before he quotes the Rambam, which is a little strange, right? Why would we be Machmir here, Dafka, because it's a Derabbanan? This is just a parenthetical point. Who knows what happened to either Savi Drabban Lakula, or more precisely, I guess, the Rabban and Havach Achar Hameko, Right? Why wouldn't we say that over here? We have a machlokas. Why would we dafka choose the machmir view if it's the rabbanan? I don't know. Maybe, I wonder, maybe the answer is because if it's if it's two lishnas, in other words, one thing was said or the other thing was said, we don't know which one. It's more like a safik chasar nidia, and therefore, lo shmei safik, you have to be machmir. I'm not sure. I thought it was interesting. But at least the Rush, as well as the Rambam, they all say, no, it's a derabbanan shaila, so we could be mekel, we follow the lishna kama. And the, yeah.
Isn't this our sefuchos?
Yeah, in Achanami. You say, how could there be Sras Afuchos? So the answer is, well, if you look, when do we say Sras Afuchos? In other words, we haven't really explained it, but what the Rush is explaining is there's a logic to say Haseba Dafka works for Chashiv things, and there's a logic to say Haseba works Dafka for only Chashiv things need Haseba. Now, if you could give a logic for both, then we could explain it. It happens to be, interestingly enough, the Rambam in Tshuva, which is quoted by the Kesef Mishnah, if you had a chance to see it, holds that what we're saying is the second Lishna makes no sense. In other words, partially perhaps bothered by your question, he's saying that the Svara that something Chashiv requires to say by understand, the Svara that Dafka something that is Chashiv Haseba doesn't require, in other words, what we would say the Lishna of Asra, makes zero sense. It's inconceivable. So the Rambam in Tshuva says it has to be that there's no nafkamina between a Lishna Kama and a Lishna Basra. They're both saying the same thing. And the Kesef Mishnah points out that obviously the Rambam must have had a different girsa because the Gemara goes ahead and tries to bring a raya, right, from the story. Bishlamah for the Lishna Kama. So he must have had some girsa. We don't know what his girsa was. But that's... Do you need an extension cord? There's a thing right there. Back to here. So we have those are the two Lishnas. So the Rush brings a further Raya that we pass in like the Lishna Kama. What's his Raya that we pass in like the Lishna Kama? From the Gemara Brachos, Lamentes Amud Aleph, this was the story of the two Talmidim that were eating by Karpara, Bar Kapara, very sad story. But one way or the other, they were motzi each other in brachos, and there we aren't talking about bread or wine. So what do you see from there? That you don't need haseba. You don't need haseba. So that makes sense for the Lishna Kama. Doesn't make sense for the Lishna Basra. And the Rush says, muchach mikan, that we paskin like the Lishna Kama. Namely, you could be motzi, one person could be motzi another person without haseba for other foods except for wine and bread, assuming we follow Rabbi Yochanan, right? So if the two of us are having a cup of coffee together and I want to be wrote to you, no problem. Now, is that raya mochrach? No. For example, if you look like Rashi over there, Rashi says we're talking over there about b'sol chasuda. So could be that that's not a raya. Just like our Gemara says that migu, that mahani haseba, even if you hold haseba, it doesn't work for wine, let's say, but migu de mahani haseba for bread, it works for wine as well. So the way Rashi reads that Gemara, it wouldn't be a raya for anything. So why did Rashi think this is such a great raya? Well, probably Rashi's explanation over there is l'shitaso. Remember, Rashi holds the only foods that the bread covers are basically things that are malafis as a pas. So to say that the pas doesn't cover the pargios, let's say, is very reasonable for Rashi. But probably according to the Rush's Havana of the Sugya back on Mem Aleph on the base, that's inconceivable. So he didn't think Rashi's Mahalech and the Sugya over there is tenable. So he said, I have a great Raya from there that we Pashkin like the Lishna Kama. Fine. So how else would you read the Gemara? In other words, we'll see momentarily that many Rishonim don't learn like this Rush, and they don't learn like Rashi. So how are they going to read the Gemara over there? So if we look at Tosos over there, Lamites, he says, very simple. The Gemara over there, the story of Bar Kapara, we're talking about where they did do Haseba, and Haseba works for Peros. Now, first glance, this answer of Tosos doesn't make any sense, because Mima Nafshach, if you learn like the Lishna Kama, then you don't even need Haseba for Peros. And if you learn like the Lishna Basra, then Haseba doesn't work for Peros, right? So what is Tosos talking about? So it would seem Tosfos disagrees with the Rush in his Havana of the Gemara Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. There are a number of possibilities, but the easiest one is he learns like the Rashba on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. The Rashba is also bothered by this question, and he writes, venerally, mitoch oso maisa derav, vaday lahadein lishna vasra savarlai de lomahanya haseba klal elapas bilvad, vafilu yayin de chash of lomahanya le lididei, Rav Yochanan savarlai, de bechol mili mahanya seba. Really, Rabbi Yochanan Lishna Basra says the seba works for everything. It works for bread, it works for wine, it works for potato chips. So why does he just say bread and wine? Elamishum deshame l'rav de'amar yayin lo mahanya le'aseba nakadiyu yayin nami. Since Rav said it doesn't work, it works for bread, not for wine. So Rabbi Yochanan says, and wine. Wine and huadin, everything else. Fine, so that's the way, probably, that's the way the Rashba reads it. So according to that view, if you pass in like the Lishna Basra, then you pass in like Rabbi Yochanan, then Haseba would work for absolutely everything. And the Rashba himself thinks he's noted to pass in that way. And the Rashba more or less says the same type of thing on Lama Tesmet Aleph. So that's probably the way Tosos would say it. It's not clear. You could try to say that Tosos thinks that we pass in like the Lishna Kama, and maybe Rav only argues by Yayin, but Shar Dvarim, Mahani Aseba, Nunit Aseba, or maybe he paskins like the Lishna Basra. So I don't know. But the easiest way to read it probably is he learns like the Rashba. Yes?
I'm a little puzzled. When you're saying it's with Haseba's Mahane, or Mahanya, does it mean that you, Haseba, enable... being motzi.
Enable one person to be motzi another person in a bracha.
Are we talking about whether Haseba is required?
Or again, the Mishnah tells us that to be motzi someone else in a bracha, you need Haseba. That was Bia Mehem when you need Haseba, as we talked about last time. Nowadays, the Rishonim point out we don't have Haseba, yeshiva, at least with respect to passes, we welcome Haseba. But in those days, if you want to be motzi somebody else in bread, then you need Haseba. And if not, so then you can't be motzi
required. The only question does it always work?
Does it work? So the bottom line is, if you paskin like the Lishna Kama, as the Rush does, and you paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, then to be mostly somebody else in bread and wine, you'd need Haseba. To be mostly somebody in anything else, you wouldn't need Haseba. If you think that we paskin like the Lishna Basra, and you paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, as the Rashba is inclined to do, so then Haseba would work for absolutely everything. But without Haseba, you can't be motzi anybody in anything. Mm-hmm. Yes, Yosef.
I was just thinking an extension to their shitos. Does this play into their shitos, whether or not Haseba, it needs to be Ochacha versus just...
Okay, good. So we're going to get there.
Because the Rosh versus the Rosh would make a big difference.
Yes.
Tosfos then can't be in the camp with the Rosh, but because Tosfos seems to straddle the fence...
So you either wait till we get back to that, or you could spell out what you mean, because I'm not following your cheshbon.
All right, so maybe we'll wait till we get to that.
Okay, could be right. I'm just you're two steps ahead of me. Okay, I saw also the Beis Yosef learns that the Tosfos learns like the Rashba. Good. So how do we paskin? As we mentioned before, this is a machlokas. The Rambam says like this. Perak Aleph, Halachia Beis, Rabim Shenizvadu Lechol Pas, O Lishtos Yayin, Uvireich Echad Mehen, Ve'anu Kulam Amen, Hare Elu Mutarin Lechol V'Lishtos. If one person makes a bracha and they are Nisvadu, that's sort of interesting. He doesn't say Hasebu, he does say it later on. Presumably, he doesn't say Hasebu because Hasebu is a simin for hisvados, it's not the only simon. So the Rambam, instead of just saying Haseba, we just say shenizvadu, nizvadu in whatever way constitutes nizvadu. In Mishnaic times, that was typically Haseba. So he doesn't mention Haseba. So a bunch of people that are nizvadu to eat pas or wine. So one person makes the bracha, everybody says amen or yote. Another ha'ara in the Rambam, which we're not going to talk about now, is that it's interesting the Rambam over here implies that they're only yotze if they said amen. Rambam in a previous halacha or two, halacha Zavau, says that amen isn't makid. You could be yotze even without amen. Here he says if they heard the bracha and they said amen, you're yotze. Sort of implies that amen in this case is makiv. Is it different because here you require hisvados without when hisvados isn't necessary? Amen isn't makiv. I'm not sure. Noting the hara, well, we're not going to focus on that now. Avalim lo nisvad niskavnu lachol keachad. But if they are not nisvadu, elo zeba meatzmo v'zeba meatzmo. Afal pishehin ochlin mikikar echad kol echad v'echad mevarch l'atzmo. Bamed v'amamurim v'pas v'ayin bilvad. Aval shar ochlin u'mashkin enan shvichan haseba elo im birech echad mehen v'anu kulan amen harel ochlin v'shosin. Rambam paskins like who? Like Rav Yochanan Lishnakama, right? Rav Yochanan Lishnakama. Why would he paskin like the Lishnakama? So the Rashba says he paskin like the Lishnakama because the Rabbanan Shaila were Mekel. If you look at the Tshuva Sarambam himself, he thinks that there actually isn't a Nafgamina. So he paskin like the Lishnakama or the Lishnabasra, it doesn't matter. They both say the same thing. The Ravid disagrees with the Rambam. Tamei ani lameniach eka de'amri. In other words, you're paskin like the eka de'amri. D'mashma l'Reb Yochanan pas v'yayin mahani l'aseba. Aval shar mili lo mahani l'aseba. So Taka, the Ravid says, aseba doesn't even work for everything besides pas v'yayin. In other words, he's reading the Lishna Basra kipshuto, and he's also paskining like the Lishna Basra. V'chol chad mevarech l'nafshei v'chumra, which is sort of interesting. It sounds like we should pass on like the Lishna Basra, A, because it's a Lishna Basra, B, because it's a Chumrah, like you're alluding to before, which is interesting. Why are we so interested in being Machmir over here? Of course, the obvious question of the Ravid is how is he going to read the Gemara on Daf Lamed Tes? I don't know the answer unless you say he learns like Rashi. Fine. Also the Rashash over here, Mem Gemot Aleph, tries to have an answer. So Bekitzer, let's think of the, we have, I guess, three halachic shitos and a number of different biurim in general, how to understand the Gemara. Let's, I guess, before we get to, first of all, we'll say the halachic shitos, it's a little easier, and then we'll go through the possible biurim. So what are the halachic shitos? So according to the Rashi and the Rambam, we paskin, you don't need a seba, or for anything besides pas and yayin. In a couple minutes, we'll see that it could be that though the Rashi and Rambam have that same conclusion, they do so for different reasons. I'll return to that later. But that's the psak of the Rashi and Rambam. According to Rashba and Tosfos Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, we basically paskin that, like the Lishna Basra, their version of Rabbi Yochanan, that Haseba works for everything, and you need Haseba for everything. According to the Ravid, we seem to be paskining that Haseba only works for pas v'yayin and for nothing else. Now, as I said before, there's a number of possible biurim that you could give in the Lishna Kama and the Lishna Basra. So let's think about the different biurim in the Lishna Kama. So the easiest way to say this is the way the Rash and the Rambam both seem to say it, which is that Davar Chashiv needs a Seba, and something that isn't Chashiv doesn't require a Seba, and they debate what's Chashiv. So, but everybody agrees Davar Chashiv needs a Seba, and so Rav says only Pas, Rav Yochanan says Pas and Yayin. Very simple. That's the easy option. The Rashba on Daf Nun Gimel, and we're going to return to this Rashba in detail in a couple of minutes, quotes Tosfos as giving a different beer. He gives a very fascinating explanation. Davka pas v'yayin, mishum dekevan shehut sarech haseba. He's explaining Rav Yochanan. The same thing would be for Rav, but pas. So mishum dekevan shehut sarech haseba v'lo hasibu, enam rotzin latzeis zeh bevirchas chaveiro. Why is it that Dafka Pas and Yayin require Haseba? Not because they're more chashuv, but because that was the derech. In other words, in those days, at the very least, If we wanted to join together for a meal, whereby one person would make a bracha for everybody, so we would do haseba. The lack of haseba shows that I'm not really interested in being yotze in your bracha. And therefore, by pas and yayin, you need haseba, because generally you do use haseba by pas and yayin. What about potato chips? Nobody ever does haseba for potato chip snacks. So mamela, lack of haseba doesn't show we're not interested in joining together. So mamela, one person could be multi another person without haseba. Now, there can be a number of nafkaminas for this. One nafkamina, for example, we'll see in the Rashba, is that he holds, it's a Rashban Shuvo, some Yuchasos, that even in a case where you're supposed to do Haseba, if you didn't have Haseba, but you had Kavana, it works, at least B'diavad, right? Because since the whole reason for Haseba is because, in that case, really the lack of Haseba shows a lack of interest. It's not like you ever even need Be'etzem Haseba. Right? It's not like the Rosh, the Rambam, Tavar Chashuv, they said, oh, you want to be both the other people, you need to say, but no, it's nothing to do with that. Step one is really the Metzias. The Metzias was, in those days, that if people were going to join together for a bread meal, they would do a Seba. Now that Metzias is true, so if you don't have a Seba, then it shows you're not interested. Whereas, if you learn like the Rosh and the Rambam, it's sort of the opposite. Step one is they said, oh, such a chashev bracha, such a chashev food pas v'yayin, you need a seba to be mot each other, right? So here we have two different biurim in how come, in now we're using it to explain the lishna kama, in why dafka pas v'yayin, right? Either it's because of the chashivas of the maichol, or it's because of the derech achilasan. The third biur is, and I don't want to spend too much time on this, but if you look at that Tosus and Chulin I told you to look at, on Kuf Vav Mer Aleph going on Tamid Beis, the Tosfos on Ein Zimun L'Peiros. So Tosfos has two Mahalchim over there, but one of his Mahalchim is very fascinating. He holds that the Machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Rav, this whole discussion in this Gemara basically, is only by bracha achrona. Bracha rishona, of course, you could be motzi everybody even without tzirach. In other words, for bracha rishona, you never need haseba. This debate is only about bracha achrona, right? And he talks about why that would be. Okay, what are the biurim in the lishna basra? So here we have, I guess, if you want to consider the options, we have four options, right? According to the Rosh, the pshat is davar chashav haseba works. And other things it doesn't work. We also thought this is the view of the Ravid. It's just the Ravid actually paskins this way, like the Lishna Basra. Then we have the Rambam's view in Tshuva, that the Lishna Basra, if it says what it sounds like it's saying, doesn't make any sense. So it's not actually saying that. There is no Lishna Basra. The Lishna Basra says the same thing as Lishna Kama. Then we have the Rashba, who says, no, the Pshat Lishna Basra is, well, according to Rav, Haseba only works for bread, but according to Rav Yochanan, Haseba works for absolutely everything. And then we have, again, that sort of interesting outlier shita, the Mahalach and Tosfos in Chulin, that again, that this debate's only about Berkos HaMazon, but not Bracha Rishona. Okay. In terms of Halacha, the Ramah shita is actually a little complicated. If you look, it sounds like there's a little bit of a stira between what he says in the Darkei Motion, Kufayim Dalet Ches, and Reish Yud Gimel Aleph, but we're not going to work on that now. There's a couple of things you have to think about. First of all, on the tzad that you don't need Haseba by Shar Dvarim, right? So let's assume we paskin that way, right? Like the Rambam, like the Rosh. So you don't need Haseba for other things. Let's say, like we said, potato chips, right? I could be melting you in a bracha on potato chips, even without haseba. Does that mean that you don't need kfiyas at all? Or are we saying, no, for that yeshiva, even bisman ha-mishnah, yeshiva is enough? So, right, that's an interesting question, right? When we say you don't need a seba for potato chips, how does that mean kvias is absolutely irrelevant or not? So if you take a look at the Beis Yosef in Siman Reish Yud Gimel, he writes that for other things, other than pas v'yayin, according to the Torah Nerush, you don't even need yeshiva. But then he says that there's a girsa in the Torah that sounds like l'chol apachos, you need yeshiva for other things. He says, Ela shebesof siman kufayin daled, kasav b'ktsas sifrei rabbeinu, b'shar kol advarim afilu leditu, echad potras chaveir b'yeshiva l'chod. Demashma, the yeshiva miyabayid, says the Beis Yosef. If he owes him the schos, yesh lamar. Af al gav, dishar dvarim, lo ba ukvios, hamiya tsar chay chacha, shacher mechavin, latzis bivachaze, lo chachazu, hi al yadei shiyoshim yachad. So we have two very different explanations of the tour. Right? Is the pshad in the tour? And is the pshat in the Torah, maybe also in the Rush, is the pshat in the Torah that when it comes to potato chips, you don't need any type of kvias, right? And that's why, you know, we're walking down the street and we're eating, I can be mo to you. Or is the pshat that you don't need a haseba to create that kvias or tziruf, but you need something. At the very least, you need yeshiva. Is kvias out the window, as it were? Or is kfias a lower level kfias sufficient? There's another shita, which is a really interesting shita. Also, it's Rabbeinu Yerucham, quoted in the Beis Yosef and Reish Yud Gimel. He writes, very interesting, V'davka kishakavu ala peiros, az echa mevarch l'kulam lefneihem. In other words, again, along similar lines to this girsa in the Torah, that even when it comes to peros, even though we say you don't need haseba, you still need some type of kvius biachad, right? But aval kvius bayi, you need kvius. Ulefizel adidan in chiluk bein pas v'yayin l'shar dvarim to be yeshiva filu pas v'yayin echa mevarch l'kulam. So that's another place where you see this debated. In other words, again, we have this machlokas, who do we paskin like? And even if you're going to say we paskin like the Rosh and the Rambam, that for Shard Varim, you don't need Haseba. But then the question is, so does that mean you need nothing? Or you need just a lower level of kvias? Okay, it's late. There's an interesting machlokas between the Smag and the Tur in Siman Reish Yud Gimel, which is very important, I think. I'm not going to, since you guys probably didn't see it, so we're not going to go into it now. But I guess when we get back to this in Halacha, we'll get to it. Fine, so we'll skip that discussion. So now I want to talk about a different question, which we'll see is actually very fundamental to this whole sugya, which is, are you yotze b'diavad when there's no haseba? In other words, in the event that you're supposed to have haseba and you don't have haseba, what's the din? What's the din? So let's say pas. Everybody agrees for pas, you need haseba. That's the Mishnah. What's the din if you don't do it? So this question really brings us back to the question that we raised, or we mentioned last year from the Rashba, which is, what is behind all of our discussions over here? Why don't we say Yatzamotzi / Shomea Kaona? And the Rashba asked this question in our Sugya, right? Why do we need a Seba? Mechatesi, you should need a Seba. The Rashba asked this question, doesn't answer it. We'll see in a moment, the Rashba and then Gimel might give a partial answer. And as we mentioned before, the Rashba, the question really comes from, how does our Gemara relate to the sugya in Rosh Hashanah Chaf Tes Med Aleph? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Chaf Tes says that for other brachos we say Yatzamotzi, but not for Birchas Halechem, Birchas Hayayin. There we say Lo Yatzamotzi, Yatza eino motzi. So for that Gemara, if I just had that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, I would think there's only one difference between Berachas Hananin and other brachos, like Berachas HaMitzvah. When it comes to Berachas HaMitzvah, Yatza motzi. When it comes to Berachas Hananin, I can't be motzi you unless I need to make the bracha. In other words, if I'm not drinking, I can't make a shakal for you. But if I am drinking, I can make a shakal for you. That's what you get from the sugya in Rosh Hashanah. But then you get to our sugya, our Mishnah, and our Mishnah says no. Sometimes, even if I'm eating bread and you're eating bread, I still can't be motzi you in hamotzi unless we have haseba. In other words, there's actually two differences. So are these related to each other? So again, I think we mentioned this last time. What's the reason why for Birkas HaMitzvos we say Yatza Motzi and not for others? This is an oversimplification, but the reason is because of Arvos, right? Fine. In other words, when it comes to mitzvos, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh, so even though I already fulfilled my mitzvah, I haven't fully fulfilled my mitzvah until you fulfilled your mitzvah. So Yatza Motzi, I could actually be motzi you even though I've been Yatza. That doesn't make sense for food. Why not? There's no chiyuv to eat food. And if there is a chiyuv to eat food, like let's say bread, matzah at the Seder, or Kiddush, then we would say Yatza Motzi. But typically there's no chiyuv to eat food. Fine. So that's the Gemara. But that still doesn't answer our question of why would we need Haseba, right? And the Rashba says, moreover, I have another kasha from Mem Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chanan, Rav Yochanan, Shnayim Shachlu Echad Mehem Yotze Bevirchas Chaveiro. And the Gemara over there says, Mai Kamash Malan, Shama V'lo Ana Yatza. We already know that from elsewhere. So what do we see? That even by Birkas HaMazon, we say Shomei Kogna. So the Rashba's kasha is, if we say by Birkas HaMazon Shomei Kogna, we should all say by Bracha Rishona. So here, this is a surprising question. First of all, you might have said benching is different because benching is a chiyuv. Eating a Bracha Rishona isn't a chiyuv. But even leaving that aside, what's the din by benching? When we say over there, one person can be motzi somebody else in benching, even without a zimun, even without a kvias, that's by when you have two people, one person knows how to bench and one person doesn't. So then one person can be motzi the other person. But when two people know how to bench, then mitzvah lechalek. So what do you see from this Rashba? That the Rashba holds that the Rashba seems to imply in this question that here it's different, which is but it's strange because maybe here it's exactly the same, right? Maybe here it's exactly the same. So that's that we need to figure out that what's this kasha for Menahem base? That's Ha'ara number two. So let's take a look at the Rashba on Nun Gimel, as I told you to look at. The Rashba and Gimel is very interesting. The Rashba and Gimel is talking about the bracha of Borei Mirei Ha'ish. And over there we have a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. But according to Beis Hillel, one person makes the bracha for everybody. So the Rashba over there asks the following shayla. He says, why should it be that one person makes the bracha for everybody? By Borei Mirei Ha'esh. And the reason, by the way, is because of Rov Am Hadras Melech. That's what the Gemara says. We have to talk about that in terms of food as well. And why is that different than by bread, where we say, Yashvu Kol Echad Ve'Echad Mevarech La'atzmo. Right? That's the Rashba's Kash over there. By bread, we say, Yashvu Kol Echad Ve'Echad Mevarech La'atzmo. But by Borei Mirei Ha'esh, we always say everybody should be Yotze with one bracha going to Beis Hillel. So the Rashba gives three answers. So let's read them carefully, because each one of them is Yisoda stick. So answer number one, he says, Dekevan shehu tzarech haseba v'lo hasebo, enemotzim lotzeis bevirchas chaveiro. This is what we quoted before. Al v'shar brachos, kemoshes ibudamu. Answer number one is that the only time you need haseba is what? By something that normally has haseba, like bread. And the reason why you need haseba is because a lack of haseba shows a lack of interest in being yotzei from each other. But any time the lack of haseba doesn't show a lack of interest, then do you need haseba? No. So by bor mirei ha'esh, is a lack of haseba show a lack of interest? No, it doesn't. So mimela, you don't need haseba. Now just stop for a moment. Does this answer work for everybody? No. Who does it work for?
Anyone who thinks that it is like a latency,
not in a Gemara. In a Gemara, it only works for the Lishna Kama, right? But according to Lishna Basra, either even with a seba, it doesn't work for other things, or the way the Rashba says it is, you need a seba for everything, according to Rabbi Yochanan, right? So if you learn like the Lishna Basra, then you should still need Haseba for Bori Milrei Ha'esh.
No, maybe it means for everything you show the Baram Shalom from the Mashkin, not like...
But why? Is it the Derech to do Haseba on potato chips? Let's say we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan and Lishna Basra. If you pass on like Rav, then there's nothing to talk about. Then you can never be motzi each other on potato chips. But even if we pass on Lakula, like Rabbi Yochanan and Lishna Basra, so you need to do Haseba for potato chips. Now, is it true that the lack of haseba by potato chip shows that we have no interest in tziruf? No. And still, you need haseba, right? So who had din bar mirei? So that's why I think the Rashba now goes on to give two more answers, because the first answer really only works for the Lishna Kama. Okay. So then he continues. Mestabra, d'hacha lo shayach kol inyan zeklal, Dafilu tim tzalomar de kulumi libo haseba hacha bishinit starful lotzeis u plugs the bishan vesilal ena ella beezet sad adif tfei imaschalim starei. In other words, what's he saying? This is different because they were in it starful lotzeis. So there is a kvios. They all gathered together to be otzei avdala. Now there's a coin to this answer. Still, Borei Morei Ha'esh is similar to food, to other Berkos Hananim, right? Like the first answer. It's just saying that for food to create that siruf, you need Haseba. For the Borei Morei Ha'esh, you could have Haseba even without. You could have Haseba even, you could have siruf even without Haseba. But basically, what's he saying? That for the same fundamental requirement exists for food and bar mireish, in the first answer and the second answer. And in his third answer, he says, "Umivadai kushta demil sahachin, dechoshar brachos kihani lo bar seba, de'enan mishum kavios lehana, el hanak in choiva." No, this third answer is saying actually bar mireish ha'esh is different than the Birkas Hananin, than food brachos, because you're not, this isn't, it's not like you, oh, I need to make, I get this tremendous hana from the fire all of a sudden on Motzei Shabbos. No. When is it that you need kvios? That's only for things that are for hana. But Bor Mirei Ha'esh is hana ke'en chova. It is a Birkas Hananin, it's true, but it's a Birkas, it's a Tanaka in Chova. You have this mitzvah to make the Bori Mirei Ha'esh and to make a bracha. And therefore you don't need Siraf here. In other words, this is not an aparsha of Siraf. When is there the parsha of Siraf for things that are Iker Lahana? Anything that's not Iker Lahana is not an aparsha of Siraf. Bori Mirei Ha'esh is not in the Parsha of Tziruf, therefore. That's his third answer, and that's really his Iker answer. Yeah, Adam.
I thought we said by Bori Mirei Ha'esh that you have to be close enough to the ish to get Hana.
It happens to be, we don't pass in that way, right? That's the Gemara over there says. You have to be close enough to the ish to theoretically get Hana.
Right.
But you don't actually have to get Hana. In other words,
it's still a
Kohan. No, right. Well, yeah, exactly. You don't actually have to get Hana. In other words, it's not a Birkas Hanan in a normal sense. Really, you could, you know, if people like to turn off the light and they like to go this and that and all the other cute things that we do with our hands, that's just to see if you're close enough. But you don't actually need to get Hana. So it's not a Birkas Hanan in that sense. Now, it's true you have to see the fire, but but again, Iker, why are you making this bracha? Right? Is it because of the Hana? No. Why is it? Because it's Kein Chova, right? So, and now, it's not an absolute Chova, it's Rishos, but it's Kein Chova. It's not a regular Birkas Hanan. Now, you're right, Adam, that one of the reasons why Bar Mareish is so interesting is because it doesn't neatly fit into any category. It's not a regular Birkas Hananin. It's totally, it's not a Birkas HaShapach either. It's something that has elements of both, perhaps. But fundamentally, why are you making this bracha? Says the Rashba, it's Hanaka Ein Chova, right? Birchos HaChova don't require tziruf to be motz each other. In other words, this third answer, as I said, secret answer, is basically what? That when does the Gemara have this obligation that for one person to be motzi another person, that is what? When we're talking about birchos that are primarily on the Hana, but if it's primarily for the Chova, then that requirement does not exist. Now, going back to the Rashba's question on our sugya, you know, why do we need Siraf? So his first answer over here basically did answer the question, right? Because his first answer says we need Siraf because without a Seba, it looks like your dafka have in mind not to be Yotzei. I think in our sugya, he maybe, even if he knows that answer from later on, he doesn't quote it because, like we said, that's not a great answer. Because it only works for the Lishna Kama. The Rashbats on our sugya actually gives that answer. The Rashbats on our sugya cites the Rashba, and he answers that when they don't do a seba, it's like they're skavnu shelo latzeis. But like we said, that answer works. It's easier to say for the Lishna Kama. It's possible to say for the Lishna Basra, but it's not so clear. It's actually interesting because if you look at the Meiri on our sugya, Membeis and Medbeis, the Meiri sounds like anytime you have Kavana Beferish to be Yotzei, it works even without Haseba. Now, is that L'chatchila or not? I'm not sure. But at least B'di'eved, the Rashba writes explicitly that it works even... even though it's not l'chatchila, if you have kavana latzeis. It's a Rashba hamiuchases l'Ramban, simin kuvtzari zayin, kuvtzari vav. He says, tshuva, b'diaved kol shebire ha'echad b'shamu chavero yatza, d'shomei ka'ona. We still say shomei ka'ona. Afilu b'verchas ha'mazon, omim chacham mevarech uvor yotzei. Mikol mokum l'chatchila, ino sin keng. L'fi she'en zimun l'peiros. L'chatchila, it's a mitzvah l'chalek. But just like by Birkas HaMazon, we say if it's two chachamim, mitzvah l'chalek, but if it's bor, and, you know, like we do all the time, a lot of times people are eating together, and one person will say an alamechia for everybody, right? How does that work? And zimun l'peiros. So the only reason why that works is either A, because nobody else knows alamechia, or you think they're not going to say it, or they had a suffix shear. And the same thing for Bracha Rishona. Let's say I don't know if I need to make a bracha on this, right? I don't remember if I made a bracha, right? So could I ask you to be motzi me? So according to Rashba, I could. L'chatchila, let's say the Rashba, you know, if you learn like the Rambam and the Rash, anyway, it's okay if it's not bread and wine. If you learn like the Rashba, so we pass in like the Lishna Basra, so l'chatchila, I shouldn't be asking you to be moching me in potato chips, but, and here, where I can't make the bracha myself, because I might have already made a bracha, so then I could do what works b'diavad. And the Beis Yosef writes this is also the other Rokeach, that it works b'diavad, just like, again, either b'diavad or Chacham Uvor or something like that. Does everybody agree to this? Does everybody agree? So no, I don't think so. And I think also the Rashba Mem Beis that we quoted before sounds like Lishitaso. So who disagrees? I think the Ritva disagrees and the Rush disagree. Why do I think that? So there's also very important Tosfos on Memhei Amud Aleph on this topic. Maybe we'll get back to that Tosfos. It relates to the Tosfos in Chulin. So the Rush and the Ritva don't seem to accept this. Where's the Rush? So the Rush is in Perek Ches. It's a little later on. The Rush says like this. I'm trying to find the Lashon. And the Ritva is in his halachos. The Rush writes, "Aval imlo hesibu, afagav de shumei kaona, v'afilu amru amen, lo yatsa." And where's the Ritva? Sorry, I didn't organize myself very well here. The Ritva is in his halachos. Hey, Dalet. And that's the Ritva and halachos, hey, Dalet. So both of them hold that b'diavad it doesn't work. So the question is, and even with kavana, I think. So the question is why. Now the Rashba basically says, okay, l'chatchila you should have haseba. You should only have tziraf with haseba. You should only remote each other with tziraf / haseba. Maybe that's because of mitzvah bo yosher mi b'shlucho. In other words, one way to understand, if you say this is a l'chatchila din, like the Rashba holds, like the Meiri holds, right? Like the Rokeach holds. So one way to understand this halacha is to basically say, look, you know, in a certain sense, we have two competing values. We have mitzvah bo yosher mi b'shlucho, right? I should do it myself. And we have v'rovam hadras melech. So if we have a hitzdarfus, then we have rovam hadras melech, right? We're together. So Mimela, I'm going to say that one person should make it for everybody because we are a tzira, we are a chevra, we are berovam. If there's no hizvados biachad, so then we're not an am, so we would say mitzvah bo yosher mi b'shlucho, better that way. Okay, so the Rashba's mahalich that, but avada, we still say shomei kona. In other words, if I'm kavana to be mo to you, it still works. The question just is, which way is better? And the answer is, if there's tziruf, then rovam, and if there's no tziruf, then mitzvah bo yosher mi b'shlucho. But And the Ramach says a similar thing on the Rambam. Fine. So I understand that Mahalik. But what if you hold like the Rush? What if you hold like the Ritva that it doesn't even work b'diavad? What's the logic over here? So if we go back to the Ritva on our Mishnah, the Ritva writes like this. It's on the page Resh Pei Zayin in the Moshe Rav Kook edition. Nikot klala biyadcha levirchas hananin. Shekishem sheyatza eino motzi. Kaf afal pi shelo yatza eino motzi. Ala kishehen derech kviusan. The chabura. Lefishen kigof echad. The chashuk kilu kol echad v'echad mevarich. Says the Ritva, what's the pshat? That it, without siruf, so what did the Ritva do? The Ritva just combined two things, right? Kishen. Just like we say yatza eino motzi. Now, why do we say yatza eino motzi? We already discussed that, right? That was the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Why do we say yatza eino motzi? That's because I'm not chayv to eat, right? Eating is optional. So just like we say yatza eino motzi because I'm not chayv to eat, kach, same way, afal pi shelo yatza, meaning say I need to eat and you to eat, we both want to eat now, still I can't be motzi unless somehow or another we have it starfus such that we're kiguf echad. In other words, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, according to the Ritva, is actually addressing both questions, right? It's not just telling you yatza motzi, yatza eino motzi, like the Rashba, right? The Rashba says these are two different shailas. Yatza, one is b'diavad, one is l'chatchila, right? For the Ritva, it's one shaila. That you need chibur v'arvus in order to be motzi someone else. And otherwise, you can't be motzi someone else, even through shomei ha'ka'ona. And the Ritva, I think, explains his position a little more if you look at the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah. He writes over there, Kol berchos ha-mitzvos, afal pi she-yatza motzi, she-afal pi she-ha-mitzvos mutalos al kol echad, harei kol Yisrael arev im zelazeh, v'kulam kiguf echad, u-che-arev ha-poreacho chaveiro. Mamish, like, arev im zelazeh in a very literal way. Right, that's why you could be motzi other people, because we're kiguf echad, right? And again, you see over here, this is the way the Ritva was learning it. The you need arvus also for birkas hananin. You need it somehow for me to be motzi you and another bracha. Somehow or another, we need to become a guf echad. Uvichlal zeh gam birchos de kriyashma, fine. Shashaliach tzibur motzi yidei chova mehem afilu asabaki uvilvad b'tzibur. But again, you need it to be a tzibur. Aval b'kriyashma tfilaso eno motzi asabaki. And the reason is for the Yerushalmi, because everybody should say their own tfilos and their own kabbalah sol ma'ahu shemayim. Fine. Chol zeh v'chein b'chol b'rach ha-shavach. Chutz m'b'rach ha-lechem. Lafi shehem brachos rishos. Birchas alachem is different because it's birchas rishos. I'm sort of wondering, Agav, what would the Ritva say about a birchas hashavach that's optional, like a shachiyana? As he says, the reason for birchas hamitzvah you emote to other people is because it's a chova. The reason why birchas hanen is different because it's a birchas rishos. What if you have a birchas hashavach that's optional? Anyway, the kevan. It only mentions bread and wine because you could only have tira for bread and wine. This is basically the Lishna Basra, right? Pas v'yayin mehani l'hu aseba. Ma she'en kein b'shar berchos hananin, she'en bo tziruf. You can't have tziruf. Now, there's just no mechanism to create tziruf for everything besides bread and wine. En mezamnin l'peiros. There's no mechanism. So memeila, everybody has to make their own brachos. That's the Siyesh Omer. And then he says, no, I don't think so. I think like the Lishna Basra, that Haseba does work for everything else. And he brings the story of Bar Kapara. Why? Why should you say that for Bracha Rishona you could be Motzi and Peros if you have Haseba, but not Bracha Achrona? The time of Dein Zimun Ela Bepas, Mishun Deleka Tziruf Ela Bididei, Shetan Bracha Bimakoma. In other words, you only have Zimun by Pas because there is a Tziruf together for Bracha Achrona, because they can't leave until they bench. But when it comes to fruits, so Ein Zimun LePeros, why? Because when I'm done my fruits, I'm allowed to leave, right? I don't even have to make a Bracha Achrona here. I'm out of here. Even if I still here, I'm not, the tziruf is broken. So therefore, Ein Zimun LePeros, one person can't be motzi another person in terms of the bracha, right? By pas, it's shayach tziruf. Why? Because we're still forced to be together. Why? Because it's tam bracha achara b'makomo. That's the Ritva Lashitaso, that only pas requires bracha achara b'makomo. We don't pass in that way. There's three days in Rishonim. Rashbam says all Shiva Samina needs bracha achara b'makomo. Toso says even a mizonos. So the Ritva here says it's pas. And that's why there's Ein Zimun LePeros. But the point is that what's he saying? He's saying basically that you need his chabros to say yatzamotzi, and you even need his chabros to say lo yatzamotzi. To be motzi other people in brachos, you need arvos, you need his chabros, you need some type of unification. And you can't say shomek ona without his chabros. And therefore, even by peros, you need some type of active hischabras to come together. And without that, you can't be motzi each other. Even, but yeah, that it sounds like. That's what he writes explicitly in his halachos. Right? Tysus, for example, as an example, right, on Mem Gimel Adal, I don't know if you got there yet, asked the Shaila, why can't you be, how could we motzi other people in Havdalah if you're standing? Tysus gives a bunch of answers. Maybe yes, maybe no, maybe you should sit for Havdalah. Of course, the mitzvah is not a kasha. Because there's no chiv of tira for Havdalah because it's not a Birkas Hananin. It's like Havdalah, right? When it comes to optional things, both Bracha Rishon and Bracha Achrona, you need tziruf to be mochi each other. When it comes to Birkas HaMitzvos or Chovos or the like, then you don't. Now let's turn to that rush that I mentioned before. It's Perek Chesim and Gibel. Tana Rabbanan, Hayoshim Beis HaMedrash, Avilif Nim, Or, right? So it's time for Havdalah. They bring out the candle. Beis Shammai says everybody should make their own bracha. Beis Hillel says everybody can make one bracha for everybody. Right? Velo Dami Lepas, Damrinan Liel, Biyashvu, Shemivarech La'atzmo. Right? So he's asking the Kasha, the Rashbas, everybody's asking, why is it that one person can make for everybody? Deshani Hasam, Kevan Shitzara Chaseba, Velo Asibu, Lo Kvi'i, Latseis, Echad Bevirkas Chaveira. Avalhacha, Have Kemo Yain, Alibidarav, Delobaya Seba. Now, this is which answer of this? This is basically the first answer of the Rashba, right? Is the first answer of the Rashba. This is the answer of the Rashbats, basically, that we saw before. In other words, it's ki'ilu you had kavan hafucha. And that's why I think he holds that it won't even work b'di'evad. I don't think it's like the Ritva. The Ritva says you need his chabros. The Rush is saying, at least over here, you don't need his chabros. You just need to, and this is the Ritva Lashitaso. Remember that we saw last time that you need hochach, right? You need his chabros. And unless there's hochacha, that's why I mentioned to you last time, I thought it was interesting that Rav Avadia held that we paskin like this Ritva, and therefore Kavana Shalot Starif works. because maybe most Rishonim don't, I don't know, most, many Rishonim don't take that approach of the Ritva. The Ritva holds that in order for one person to be Motzi another person in a Berchas Hanenin, either Bracha Rishona or Bracha Achrona, you need for them to be Mischaber. The Rush over here, at the very least, says, no, you don't need Hischaberus, you just need, you can't have counter evidence to Kavana Latzes. So Bekitzer, more or less, let's just take your question in a second, right? According to the Ritva, you need some type of active Hischaberus to say Shomei Ka'ona by Birkas Hananin. According to the Rush, Perk Ches Simen Gimel, you say Shomei Ka'ona L'chatchila, as long as there's no Maisa Mokhiach that they were not Miskaven Letztarif. And according to the Rajba, you always say Shomei Ka'ona. It's just that L'chatchila, you should only be Motzi another person when there's Hischaberus. And Bipas, therefore, Minastam, at least Bizmanehem, they're not Yotze. They're not Yotze without a Seba. Yes?
Would the Rush be similar to what we see in Tosfos that he says that, excuse me, that even if they say, let's join together, but they're Biderach, they're Ma'alifa, the animals are not much moving, so Tosfos says that. That wouldn't work.
Right. So you're saying it's very mistaber. In other words, you're saying that they're just contradicting themselves.
Right. It's a perfect discussion. You can't say one thing, mm-hmm. and certainly you can't have kavana for one thing and then manage to do the opposite.
Yeah.
The postals in Russia are essentially saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, well, let's go back to Tosfos. Tosfos on Mem Beis Med Aleph asked the Kasha by Mugmar. Right, he says, why is it that Mugbar, one person can make the bracha for everybody, even without a seba? And he quotes the Yerushalmi. Umishani mishum de bimugmar kulam nanin biyachad. Avalachila v'shtia eina ba'a ela lezeh acharzeh. Tosis and chulans is the same type of thing also for Mugmar and Bori Meri Ha'esh. De mugmar v'ur ba'lahem hana v'vas achas. So one person can be motz each other. In other words, what's he saying? You need siruf davka because they're not simultaneously getting hana from the same thing. And here, there's this unifying element, even without a seba, because there's simultaneous hana on the same thing. So that's the way Tosfos understood the Yerushalmi. It's interesting because the Rabbeinu Yonah understood Yerushalmi differently. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, the kasha of the Yerushalmi was, why does one person make the bracha for everybody since it's besol chasuda ein beis habli apanoi, and therefore you can't say amen. And the Gemara says no. Still, it's better shelo yahanu me'olam hazeh b'lo bracha. So anyway, the way the Rabbeinu Yonah understands it, Yerushalmi, it's totally irrelevant. So we have a number of svaros here in terms of why do you need Heseba by Pas. The Ritva says it's because you need a positive act of Hischabras to say Shomei Kona by Birkas Hananin. According to the Rush, at least in Perek Ches, you don't need a Maisa Mochiach, you just need you can't have a Maisa that's Mochiach, that they're not Miskafim, that's Darif. According to the Rashba, we always say Shomei Ka'ona when they're Miskafim Latzeis, and it's not clear why L'chatchila you need Hischabras. He doesn't know. He doesn't answer that question. According to the Rambam, you only need Hischabras for Davar Chashuv, like Pas V'yayin. And the idea is, and I'm not sure I fully understand it, but because of the Chashivas of the Pas or Chashivas of the Bracha, we say that in order for one person to be motzi another person, they need to be doing it in a more chashuv way. More chashuv bracha, more chashuv achila. But for other things that aren't so chashuv, no. And then we have this interesting idea of Tosfos, which seems to be saying, though he doesn't flesh it out, that you need haseba in order that there be nene biyachad, or somehow to the haseba draws them together to have hana b'vasachas. So when something is automatically nana bebasa achas. So then you don't need a seba. Otherwise, you do need haseba. Okay, we're basically out of time. I'll just tell you one thing I'm not going to talk about, but it's very important to learn. Maybe we'll get to it later. So until now, we were assuming, right, that birchas, let's say, for benching, to be motzi somebody else in birchas hamazon, assuming we're talking about people that know how to bench, or you have a bencher, so that's only with a zimun, right, and with three people. But for birchas hananin, for bracha rishona, no. You might need siruf, so you might need haseba, but if we had haseba, it's okay. In other words, lamashal. The two of us are eating together bread, and we have yeshiva l'sholchan, so I could be motzi you, and probably I should be motzi you. Rovam. But for benching, we're going to bench separately, right? In other words, we don't equate birchas harishon, bracha rishon and bracha achron, at least for this din. In some respects, we equate them, like Tosus learns from the Talmidim, the mice of the Talmidim Derav, but in this respect, we don't equate them. If you take a look at Rashi, on Mem Hei Amid Beis, by Shnaim Sha'achlu Ka'achas Mitzvah Lechalek. So Rashi writes, Mitzvah Lechalek, Levech Kol Echad Bifnei Atmo, Bein Bebirkas Hamotzi, Bein Bebirkas Hamazon. So that's true for both. In other words, when we say that if people are eating together bread, Beseba, one person's Motzi, the other one, that's with three people. Just like they are Mitztarif for Zimun, they're Mitztarif for Bracha Rish, they're mitzvah for bracha rishona, but if they're two people, then you shouldn't be motzi each other. So a very interesting question. There are some questions on this mahalich, but it's very interesting in a sense, because he's, in a sense, it's the easiest mahalich to understand. In other words, we're equating bracha rishona and bracha achrona. Okay, but we don't have time to iron in that now. So next time, Be'ezras Hashem, we'll go back to Mem Beis and Mem Beis, and we'll talk about Yayin Shebesocha Mazon, whether it potters Achar Mazon or not. And then we'll go weiter from Mem Gimel and Aleph. Okay.